We are going to convene our Board of Equalization meeting. Today it's March 21st and it's 10:30. We'll call the meeting to order and please note that all commissioners are present. So we will open a meeting and then item two, oral communications. This portion of the meeting is an opportunity for members of the public to address the Board of Equalization on subjects relating to board business. No action can be taken on matters not listed on the agenda. And we have item three, consent agenda. These matters are expected to be routine and non-controversial and are usually approved by a single majority vote without discussion. Items can be removed from the consent agenda to be discussed and considered separately. However, item 3.1, it's been requested that that item be continued until the next meeting. So there will be no consent agenda to vote on right now. Okay. So we will move on to item four. 4.1, request to set hearing dates on application for changed assessment for 2017 per attached.
All right, County Clerk Teola Tremaine. I'm requesting that the Board of Equalization set the hearing dates for the 2016. We have one 2015 appeal that we need to hear by November 2017. And per the assessor, he is requesting that we set in September. We do have the DOMS 2015-05 and 2015-06 set for September 12th of 2017. So we have one set already. And I also brought dates of the Economic Development Committee meeting that I don't want to conflict with because we have two board members on that committee. And so their dates for their meeting, if you were going to do it after September, the only date that would conflict would be November 14th.
Yeah, I see that. These are the meetings that were set out for the Alpine Economic Development meeting a long time ago, so I don't know if these have changed. I don't think they have they?
We reaffirmed them at the Economic Development meeting.
Yeah.
Although, if there was a conflict, I would be here for the BOE.
Would I. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I show that November 14th, wait. Was it November 14th you were talking about moving that one to? September 12th, we already had that one set.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I didn't show another one being set. Oh.
No, that's it. That's the only one that's set.
Oh, okay. So what's the question here? We want to set one.
We need to set some dates. So Donald O'Connor, assessor recorder.
Okay.
So DOMS are reset for 9/12 for the 2015-05-06 appeals. Moody, I think we should move that over to 10/10, if that's possible, October 10th. And we can also batch that with Munson. Which is 2016-01, yes.
You go over the dates right now, did you, Dom?
So currently, at the last meeting we had with the DOMS, we scheduled the follow-up for the continuation of the DOMS hearing of the 2015-05 and 2015-06 for September 12th, 2017. So I think knowing that these take typically a little longer than average, we should probably have those two on that date. Go ahead and schedule it the way it's scheduled.
On the 12th.
Yeah, continue with that, what was scheduled already. And then the Moody hearing, I believe we should move it to, October 10th. We've gone to the 26th of, but it's not a good day for our office, so that's why I'd prefer if we can go to the 10th. For Moody and Munson both, if that'd be okay.
Okay.
Heavenly Valley, which is the next.
Quick question.
Sure.
I guess traditionally this has been the Tuesdays when there's no board meeting.
Correct.
But many of the board meetings were finished in the morning. Would it not make sense to have them in the afternoon that day, or does that cause another problem?
There.
Well, in the past, yes, but then we had a couple of really long ones, so I'm in agreement. I'd rather have them on a board day, and it's not in the middle of winter. You know, if it's not in the middle of winter and I don't have to come over here specifically for a meeting, it would be great, but we don't know how long these would be, huh?
Yeah, there's no telling. Plus, there was a meeting we had.
Yes,
that
we did.
Teola wants to talk about, I'm sure, and I'm sure you guys, I'll let you speak. Let me grab my phone real quick.
Okay. We did, there was a committee of two board members and myself and Donald and Carol, were you in there? I don't remember. David Prentice was in there because there was a resolution that came before the Board
right.
of Equalization trying to limit time. It was the committee's recommendation that we move the assessment appeals to the second or fourth Tuesday of the month so that the board is refreshed and, have the full attention for the assessment appeals instead of scheduling it in the afternoon, because I believe that David also has a meeting in the afternoon of the board meeting on Tuesday, another place. But it was the committee's recommendation that we move it to the off Tuesdays.
Which I have a problem with, and I always have, but I uh-huh. said okay, but it wasn't an easy okay for me. But.
Uh-huh. And I concur with the chair. This is, we could be refreshed in the afternoon just as well.
It's up to you. It's your.
Well, it's just a matter of who would be our counsel, though, for those meetings.
Yeah, it goes to IOM.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, the last board of it. Equalization meeting, and it was Joe Lamour that was the actual counsel.
Right, but he may not be here, so it's hard to say. Joe, you were speaking.
Yeah, I'll speak to that. I typically am the counsel who handles the Board of Equalization in our counties that we represent. So it would be me. We would attempt to set it on a day that I could be there, and I will be your counsel for those two hearings. I would say that the DOM appeal is somewhat of an exception to the rule. Typically, we can
yes.
usually have these out within, you know, an hour to 2 hours. I mean, I have seen them go longer now, but that's not what I've typically seen.
So, Joe, this is David Griffith. Are you available in the afternoons when we have board meetings, when we have the Board of Supervisors meetings?
I typically am, and if I'm not, I can usually open up a schedule if it's far enough in advance. Clearly, if we're going into October, I can make that work.
So then probably is there any other objection to having them on the same days as the Board of Supervisors meetings, but in the afternoon?
I would prefer that myself. But.
I prefer that as well, but we also have the Stupid Commission after board meetings on every quarter, so we have to make sure we miss those.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that sounds good. So right now we don't know when the STPUD meeting would be, right?
We've been meeting quarterly, but we can do our own adjustments.
This wins.
Who sets the calendar for that?
The board.
Oh, okay.
We decide at the board meeting.
Okay. So you could adjust it. All right, so if we wanted to meet in October, it would either be the 3rd or the 17th for the Moody and Munson. Is that what you were talking about,
yeah,
hearing together?
I'm good with that. I don't think those are going to take very long in comparison to some others we've had. So we can do that October 3rd.
October 3rd, is that okay with everybody?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll do October 3rd.
What, 1:30 or something like that?
I think that's
yes.
when it is, isn't
they
it?
Yes, set for 1:30.
1:30? Okay, 1:30 for Moody and Munson.
Okay. So the next one on the list is Heavenly. That's five appeals. This is a multi-county appeal, technically. It's also appealed with Amador County. Amador's assessors told me that they're scheduling that also. I'm going to go down.
Amador or Heaven? Or
Well, we can't hear you. Can I ask you a question?
Amador County or,
yes,
or Heavenly?
Yes, well, Heavenly owns Kirkwood. Okay. This is actually Kirkwood, okay, technically, right, that we're speaking of. Heavenly being the owner of Kirkwood Ski Resort. This is for the possessory interest value, not the actual ski resort itself, you might say.
So you're talking about Vail?
Vail.
Okay.
Vail Resorts, just, Heavenly, yes.
You're just switching words here. So okay, we're talking about Vail / Heavenly.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about, we'll call it Kirkwood.
Yeah.
So Amador County has them also scheduled, or they're going to be scheduling them shortly. It's, again, a allocation of total value between the two counties. And this is where that multi-jurisdictional appeals board may have been a benefit to us, similar to what we had the situation where we had met up in Kirkwood previously for a similar situation. Whatever comes of this, we will probably look at an allocation for it. So this may not have to be heard, so I don't expect it to be a very long hearing if it does happen. So I would just as soon set these up for the Heavenly and the KPV that's at the very bottom, which is also a Kirkwood property. So what the next date would be, whatever's appropriate. What do you guys, do you want to do that on a board day again? Like the 17th? No, 17th is no good for me. I'm sorry. That's that one day, unfortunately.
November 7th?
7th. 7th is fine.
Okay. So Kirkwood.
And KPV. Yeah.
We'll do that at 1:30. Okay. And Amador is meeting on this also?
Yes.
Prior to us, do we know?
I don't have a date yet from them. I'm hoping that it's going to be prior to us. Hopefully we can then settle with them. If they come up with a value, and if I agree with that, then I will talk with Heavenly or Vail, Kirkwood, about settling this thing out, getting a stipulation. So we'll see where we go with that. I think that would be I prefer to set it after their hearing, but we don't have their hearing date yet.
And since we haven't had one like this in a long time, we wouldn't meet together then. Okay.
No. Right. No, that's...
I just wanted to clarify that.
And then, so the only thing left on here is the DOM, the 2016-07 and -08. And would you like a full day on that one, or do you want to meet it behind a...
I would think full day. Yeah.
I
suspect so.
Can we go back to October 10th for them? I mean, we almost all agreed on October 10th. We almost all agreed on October 10th already, and
it went from the 10th to the 3rd, though, right? On DOM?
Yeah, it went to the 3rd. The 1st, no, that's Moody and Munson, yeah, right, on the 3rd, October. But you weren't available on the, oh, you're talking about the 10th.
For an all-day session.
Yeah. For an all-day session with the DOMs.
Fine with that.
Okay. Tim?
Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be prudent we give them the whole day.
Yeah.
And that
this
takes...
is 06 and 07. Okay.
And I believe that handles all of the current appeals.
Okay. So that's it?
That's it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. So item 4.1 has been taken care of, and so number 5 is adjournment, and the board will adjourn to the next regular meeting at the Alpine County Government Center.
Of course.
Okay,
Barbie? We're going to have a closed session.
Yeah, that's just for this meeting.